So we know Avram had Asara and Nisyonis, 10 different tests. And the assumption is each one got hotter and hotter. So most assume that Akedas Yitzchak was the hardest one. It doesn't get much hotter. However, you want to learn Pshat in what happened, you know, having to, you know, give up your son, there's nothing harder than that, giving up a child. However, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that that wasn't the 10th Nisayon. That wasn't the last one. The last one is this week's parsha in Chayi Sarah, that when Avram had a deal with Ephron, that Sarah's wife died and he had a hard day trying to find a Kever Yisrael for his wife Sarah. So the question is, how could you compare the two? Like, let's go see, giving up my child versus like having a bad day. Like, what's the pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah? How could you say this was the 10th Nisayon? How could you say this is even harder or greater than Akedas Yitzchak? That's what Rabbeinu Yonah is writing. Mm-hmm. The assumption is each one's getting harder. So how could you say this is harder than Akedas Yitzchak? You had a kasha?
Huh?
Yeah.
I know you did. You had a question. So therefore, so the Sifrei Machshava, the Bali Musar, the Gedolei Achronim write as follows. We know in general, and it's based on the Rambam, as Lo Aleinu, as great as the mitzvah of dying al Kiddush Hashem is, and Lo Aleinu, and they go straight to Shamayim, but it's even a much harder mitzvah to live a life al Kiddush Hashem. In other words, dying al Kiddush Hashem is a one-time shot, and it's over. But to live al Kiddush Hashem, that's every minute, every moment, every day of your life. In fact, that's the pshat. Where does Avram come onto the scene? Lech Lecha. But we know there's a famous medrash at the end of Parashas Noach about Or Kasdim. The Torah doesn't even mention it, where Avram jumped into the fiery furnace. Uh-huh. You would think, if I'm introducing Avram, how great he is, what's the witness test? Well, if he's willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's willing to do anything. Not so fast. I mean, Avram would have. But the point being is, we see no. What's the litmus test of a yid? It's living a life of kiddush. It's lech lecha. Right now, from day in, day out, I have to follow what God tells me. It's even a greater level. And in fact, that's what they point out. Even though it's called Akedas Yitzchak, but we're saying it. But everyone considers the Akedas one of the 10 nisyonos of Avraham. Yitzchak was 37 at the time. Maybe you had a hold back also. It might have been tough on Yitzchak. Yet, why is it Avram's Nisayon? Because, again, that's dying al Kiddush Hashem, but to live al Kiddush Hashem right afterwards, right, and he continued on, you know, afterwards. And in fact, that's what they point out. When a would-be convert joins Judaism, or before he does, they tell him about the kalos and the chamuros. They give him about... tell them about some easy mitzvahs and they tell them about hard mitzvahs. The shaila is, if they're willing to do hard mitzvahs, then what do I have to tell them about the easy mitzvahs? The answer is no, because as Rav Dessler explains and others, that the true test of character isn't on the one-time events, on the great events, but it's on things, it's on the little things. That shows true character. When no one's looking, when no one's around, not the things that happen in the public eye. That's why, in fact, that's how they explain. That was how Rabbi Akiva's students went nechshol. Rabbi Akiva's students, 24,000. How could it be? Rabbi Akiva was the one who taught me, "Ahavta l'Yerecha Kamocha." So the answer, yeah, some answer, because what happened? What was Rabbi Akiva, what were they discussing in the Beis HaMedrash? What happens if we're stuck in a midbar, I only have one cup of water? What do I do? They got caught up in the big shailas, but how do I... opening the door for my friend, being Bikur Cholim, going in and taking care of the widow things, that they forget. And in fact, that's what I was the Gemara in Devamah, is one of the great rabbis fell ill, and they asked him, tell me something you did in your life that warrants. So he said, you know what? One time, I remember, I mixed up a little bit of tzedakah money with my shalach manas. And you know what? I gave all $5 to tzedakah. So the rabbi said, wow, may my lot be like your lot. If you did such a tremendous... The question is, the same rabbi, risked his life to teach Torah when the Romans made a decree. So you would think if he's going to give an example of how am I going to get Olam Haba, he's not going to give this little trivial example of I mixed up some... But the answer is no. That, you know, people rise above their true nature. Many people in the Holocaust and Lo Aleinu, they weren't, let's say, the biggest tzaddikim, but time, push comes to shove, they were willing to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem. However, that's one thing, but to live a life al Kiddush Hashem, day in, day out, that's a much greater level. And that's what Rabbi Yonah is teaching, that this is the 10th one. It was hard, of course. You can't compare what happened with Akedah Yitzchak, but over here, the test was what's happening afterwards. And that's why, just a little thing, you know, frustrated, you're in traffic, this, I can't believe it. I'm having such a hard day. I can't find a kever for my wife, and yet Avram remained Avram Avinu. And that's the litmus test of a Yid, is Lech Lecha, not dying al Kiddush Hashem. If you have to, you have to. But we strive for living al Kiddush Hashem. That's our religion of life.
Yes. Yeah.